Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And actually, I just want to talk about that for a second before we get to Christina. Otto has been so wonderful in being the co-host every week. I mean, Zoom is a little bit more difficult and getting organized, but I mean, Otto, I know, has made adjustments to his schedule, and I appreciate it. Christine appreciates it. Supervisor Bosworth appreciates it. And because you need a co-host, and you know, and I'm not picking one over the other, but Otto and I work well together. It's a very good relationship. And if I forget something, he brings it up, and vice versa. It's just, it's automatic. But on top of it, Zoom is difficult in my mind because there's like pauses. When you're in the studio, it just, it flows. It's a conversation. You meet somebody in a bar. You don't even have to know who they are. All of a sudden you're having a conversation because you cut somebody off in Zoom, then it blanks out. And from Dan's perspective, it's harder to work with. So anyway, I want to thank Otto for always giving up of his time and himself to help the town and help the radio program, one of the biggest radio programs in the country. And I'm sure it's his ego.
What are we up to, about 53 people?
I heard 56. I was waiting. I said, Otto, when
I enjoyed doing it, John, I enjoyed being with you guys.
I didn't want you to say that when Eric says this is a wonderful show with a big audience. I said, oh, Otto's going to go 43 people.
We have no idea.
No, of course not.
I think it's, listen, I think it'd be great to be on North Hempstead TV because, like I said, it's really community topic that we've been having on. And I think it's certainly important.
You'll push more people to the radio, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, they can't help but have a great time with us anyway. So we get like tons of speakers, you know, saying how much fun they're having. And speaking of numbers, I was putting together some reports, some data reports that we had to do for certain things. So since this whole pandemic lockdown situation kind of began in March 13th to May 31st, Project Independence has received 3,057 service requests, and that they're receiving 41% of all the requests that come in for the town, which is huge. Wow. Because everyone knows we're a very small department and we're all working remotely, so it's certainly a little different. But I just want to give kudos to the Project Independence team, the social workers, the nurses, who from the get-go when this had happened, we like haven't stopped, you know, Project Independence. We didn't take a pause. We didn't like reflect on anything. It was, we had to dive in. And even as soon as we knew we were leading up, it was really like all hands on deck. How are we going to continue a continuity of programming and kind of revamp it in a different way? So I have to really give a shout out to everyone because it's great. You know, I said, that's the weirdest part for me about not being in the office is that so much of our communication would be like, you know, because if anyone saw where we were a very small space, which is clearly going to have to be revamped, you know, for the future. But you would run to someone's office and get an answer, you know, so you had kind of these.
Is that going on?
What?
Revamping an extra.
I think it has to. I'm not sure. There's no dates or anything, but I think it's going to need to kind of be relooked at, obviously, because we're a little close.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But like I said, so that's the hardest part for me. But people really have been responsive, you know, via email, via phone. I mean, the amount of Zoom calls, conference calls we have all the time is something. So that's, it's just amazing.
That's an interesting subject, by the way, is the remote, working remotely and what the trend will be. I'm one who worked remotely for many years. I worked in an office many times, many years as well in New York. But working remotely is a very different game. And I believe that there's a negative to it as well, all right? And to me, like I have one of my granddaughters lives in North Carolina, And she's involved with social media, and the boss is now looking at the idea that maybe they won't, they're going to close their office and everybody's going to work out of their home. Now, I'm not sure I'm in agreement with that, all right? Because here's a young person, they're going to work in their house like in a cage almost for forever. And there's a certain social aspect and a camaraderie that is part of the work world, in my opinion, you know, where you develop relationships, you develop friends, you're socializing. And if we go full steam ahead with only remote, I think it's a big mistake, my opinion. There's just too many other factors. The conversation at the water cooler, the side discussions that take place.
You're so right.
You know, like, knowing about people you work with, knowing about their family, ideas that you may come up with just in a casual conversation, all that would be lost. And
You're so right. And I think about that all the time, you know, because what people are basing stuff on, which I feel like they're not thinking, taking into account what you're saying, what they're, you know, they're saying, oh, I mean, listen, technically, a lot of us are able to work remotely by, you know, getting the work out, producing the work itself. But what comes, you know, with all these other things is so right. And I think about that all the time. And that's something that's definitely hard for me because I'm a social person, you know, so it's just weird. And it's like, you feel that void, you know, and that like loss, frankly, and especially when you were came from that to getting that taken away from you. I don't think, you know, and it's one thing, if you want to, you know, gradually lessen the time or whatever, or I hear all these different companies, you know, it's either alternating weeks or alternating days, you know, whatever it might be, I feel like you need some kind of, you know, human interaction.
Actually, especially for Otto's niece, you said, right, Otto? Or your granddaughter?
Granddaughter.
So she's a young woman. So you have to meet people. Actually, when you're talking about this stuff, which is very funny, one of the most important people in my life is Peter. I never would have met him if I worked. I could work from home. From day one, I could have worked from home.
Right.
I just was never the person that was computer savvy enough. So I needed somebody like this. I need somebody to turn the computer on for me. Now he's out of the office. So if something goes bad, I got to go to my phone. But it's the truth. Yeah, he's a very.
I never
would have met him.
We were talking about Paula, who is the deputy commissioner of our department, Services for the Aging. I mean, I've known Paula. She's my mentor, frankly.
Right. Okay.
You know, she's my friend. She's my, you know, my work mom. I mean, she's so many different things to me. And, you know, so I had started with this program as an intern in like 2009. So since then, I've worked with Paula. You know, we've been through all kinds, you know, and we made this little video for her. And I was thinking while doing the video, you know, like, this is so weird. We spend so many birthdays. And if anyone knows me, I make a fuss over people's birthdays. So it was such a weird thing for me not to be with her, you know, and to spend that. And you're thinking, you know, and exactly, I would have never, if I wasn't in a workplace, you know, situation, right. I feel like you do lose those bonds and connections. And like Otto was saying, you know, all the time, some kind of idea would just kind of come out of just casually talking to people. And you're like, oh, you know, it kind of sets like a light bulb off in your head, you know? And that's, you know, the problem is with this remote thing, everything has to be so planned and scheduled. So you're losing that kind of just casual banter because, you know, it's like, all right, we have a Zoom meeting at this time, a conference call at this, you know, you're not really getting.
I don't even care about the business part of it from like Otto's granddaughter. It's socialization.
Absolutely.
Meeting a guy. I don't know if she has a boyfriend, but between working environment, and then we say, let's go for a drink after work, and I come and I bring my friend, and then next year, my friend, who's a nice guy, and then he says, why don't you come? We're having a beach party this weekend. And next thing you know, she meets another guy who happens to be her guy. You have no idea, but that's how it works in life.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends from when I worked in the early 60s. And we still go every year out to Greenport for 2 days, one night, and fish and golf.
Wow.
And it started with a lot of people. Now we're down to 8 people.
Okay.
But those are all people. We were all in sales together in this office. And, you know, we had a camaraderie and it stayed. And
that's nice.
We care about each other and we're friends. And, you know, that would have never developed today.
From working out of your basement.
Yeah.
I want to shift subjects for 1 minute, Otto. What's going on with your vacation plans?
My vacation plans. That's a good question. We actually went yesterday for a ride. We rented an estate in Mount Kisco. All right. Airbnb. My daughter did the whole thing. But we're going to go forward with it.
You are? Okay.
It's not until July 25th. It's a big house and it's all family.
So I thought it was a resort. Okay.
Yeah, and there's it's bedrooms and whatever.
Okay.
But we went to case the place yesterday. We couldn't go in. You know, we drove in like sneaky up the driveway to see what it looked like. But I don't know if you're familiar with that area at all, but it's like a 50-minute ride. Normally we go to the Poconos or the Catskills, but we couldn't find a place.
Oh, and wow.
One of my kids spotted this thing on this Airbnb in Mount Kisco, and it's an estate. It has a pool, a tennis court, and we found out yesterday it's a 4-minute ride to Stop and Shop and Target and a liquor store and everything. So
you got the liquor store. That's cool.
a wine store.
There you go, a wine store.
Yeah, but anyhow, the plans are, we don't have to worry about it. At this moment in time, assuming there is no recurrence, which unfortunately some states are learning the hard way.
Right.
They had the attitude that they didn't have to do any of this, and they're paying the price now, I think. But anyhow, the answer to the question is,
oh, good.
We're going forward, and we'll see how it goes.
Good. Well, I think, you know, like I said, it's these baby, everyone, and that's what I was saying, it makes this situation so difficult, is that everyone is kind of at a different place or has a different mindset on, you know, this whole situation and kind of had to move forward. But I feel like whatever's best for you, I'm like, I super support. You know, like I said, there has to be baby steps to getting back to some kind of normalcy, because this whole world, the chaos of everything, I feel like it's important to have, you know, certain things that you would have done, obviously safely, but it's definitely important to do so. Good for you, Otto.
No, it's the truth, because I know you did it every year, Otto. That's why I was curious when we had talked about it.
We have like 20 people and, it's fun. It's good. Good family time.
Well, I want, oh, Dan, up oh, there.
I see Dan.
I want to.
Wait, we got to take a break.
Well, we still have 30 seconds.
Oh,
I'm sure.
How do you know? Oh, down there. Okay.
See, I'm still with
it's 25.
But there's a mask giveaway for seniors and veterans.
23.
Partnership with the Nassau County Executive Laura Kern, Saturday, June 13th, 10 a.m., NYCB Live. So it's Nassau Coliseum. You can go. It's rain or shine.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.